Blog Talk Radio.
Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba Egun, to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun, to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun, to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun, to all those that are listening. Who are tuned in? We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe,
O,
Ashe, O. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. Our special edition entitled Stop Dehumanizing Us Through Cruel and Unusual Punishment, hosted by Queen Dara. We want to thank you for joining us on a Saturday when you could be anywhere else but here. You heard the call go out that we needed to focus some attention on our sisters who are being subjected to this abuse. So I'm going to go ahead and open up our host for the evening, Queen Dara. Peace, Queen Dara. Welcome. How are you? I can't hear you, sis.
Blessings. Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Can you hear me now? I'm sorry.
Bad area.
Peace, Queen.
Peace. How are you doing?
Peace and blessings, Queen. I'm fine. Peace and blessings to all of our listeners and yourself. How are you this evening?
I'm well. Very much looking forward to tonight's dialogue and giving our beloved sister Mississippi voice, other things, their concerns. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over, and you can go ahead and introduce our guest.
Okay, can you hear me, sis? Can you hear me?
You can hear
me, sis. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
Okay. I kind of missed what you said because I'm having some interference in the background. Could you please repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm yielding to you to go ahead and introduce tonight's dialogue and introduce tonight's guest.
Sure. Tonight I would like to introduce everyone to some sisters that are struggling, sisters of the struggle from the state of Mississippi, who are dealing with some really cruel and unusual punishment type conditions, dealing with the Mississippi Department of Correction. We have two sisters that are online tonight who want to bring these conditions and these problems and issues to the forefront, and I would like to bring into the host queue tonight Sister LaShonda. Sister LaShonda, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. And also we would like to bring into the host queue tonight Sister Taylor. Sister Taylor, are you in with us tonight?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm fine. I appreciate you ladies coming on tonight. And, you know, we're here to support you, Queen Tahira and myself, as women who are helping and aiding and assisting in the fight of this, and, you know, in this struggle. And, you know, we understand that you all are dealing with a lot of issues in the state of Mississippi. And tonight we would like for you all to go ahead and just put these issues on the table so we can bring awareness not only to the listeners but to those who are out here in society and, you know, give them an idea of what type of conditions you all are dealing with tonight. So, you know, we welcome you all. You know, don't hold anything back. Go ahead and get these people educated on what the conditions are for the women and the men of the Mississippi Department of Corrections.
Okay. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to welcome you all to the Free and Aligned Matter, Stop Dehumanizing Us Through Cruel and Unusual Punishment campaign. Tonight we will be speaking out about the deplorable living conditions at the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility, while at the same time educating everyone on the Constitution that it violates and addressing the necessary measures that is required to put an end to it. Currently, there is a total of 928 women housed at 2B Quick Bed at the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility. We are being warehoused, closed, falsely, with our Eighth Amendment rights being violated. We have a right to humane conditions. The Eighth Amendment prohibits cruel and unusual punishment. It protects our right to safe and humane conditions in prison. Any conditions are unsafe or that deprive you of a basic human need, such as shelter, food, exercise, clothing, sanitation, and hygiene, is unconstitutional. Within this closed, restrictive unit, the ventilation is non-existent, which is a fundamental attribute of shelter and sanitation. Inadequate ventilation violates the Eighth Amendment or contributes to an unconstitutional combination of conditions. We are warehoused with poor sanitation spaces. The sanitation is so poor that the toilets have been broken for months. Inside, you see filled toilets. The water is beginning to turn black because there are no operable plumbing, and prison must have a functioning plumbing system. Inoperable plumbing systems contribute to the spread of waterborne diseases and vermin infestation. A sanitary environment is a basic human need that a penal institution must provide for all inmates. Stopping people human waste, even for relatively brief periods of time, is a concern to courts and sanitation cases. We must know our rights if we are to defeat this unnecessary evil of dehumanization. We should never lose sight of the mere fact that we are human beings. And according to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 1, all human beings are free, equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in brotherhood. We have rights like all mankind because we are of the human race. Our lives matter. We can better our condition whether behind these walls or out there in the streets. The key to making this possible is by coming together in a solidified oneness. With that being said, I stand in solidarity with all fighting this evil. So, Taylor, is there anything that you would like to add to this before we open the line to the...
Okay. I'm Sister Taylor with Prison Lives Matter, and I would like to elaborate with you guys on the living conditions at CMCF. On May 19, 2016, I was doing morning Bible study when a smell so horrific and literally took my breath away. The windows were open, which made the stench 1,000 times worse. The toxins and the poison smells were so unbearable to inhale. It was hard for the women to breathe without gagging, so we began spraying air freshener that we made with shampoo. Just because we are incarcerated, we are not animals, and we should not be treated as such. We are human beings. No human being should have to live in these conditions. All prisoners may be compelled to maintain the cleanliness and orderliness of the personal living quarters. Every correctional institution should comply with health, sanitation, fire, and industrial safety codes. We have the right to adequate and a clean environment. We should not be subject to conditions that unnecessarily cause physical and mental deterioration. Each inmate should have access to household cleaning supplies in order to maintain living areas and sanitary conditions within the institution. Shall meet minimum public health standards.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying, sister. Last night, I want to put this in there. Last night, well, this morning, about 3 o'clock, a lady was going into the restroom and spotted maggots crawling around on the floor. You know, why would we have maggots in here, period, you know? If the sanitation was up to par, there would be no maggots, there would be no leeches. We have leeches. We have mold everywhere. They paint over it. The ceilings, they paint our showers gray, covering up the mold, but the mold is starting to come through there. I mean, it's just horrific the way we live in here. And we can do something about this because, I mean, I'm a human, you know, and it's against the law to treat animals with such cruelty. It most definitely has to be against the law to treat a human being in this way.
Yes, and also I'll be afraid to go to the bathroom at nighttime sometimes because we have rats in there also. And we have also reported to the lieutenants, but they haven't brought any rat poisoning or no rat traps or anything.
Yeah, and just so everyone knows, the ward, the superintendent, Ron King, he comes through here like once a week with his notepad, taking notes, you know, like they're about to fix things. And he comes through, the bathroom looks good, but they need to. They've been broken from. I'm talking about, it's so awful in our bathrooms. I mean, you want to go in there, but being that you have nowhere else to use, you have to go in there. You know, we're forced to live like this. We're forced to endure this inhumane condition. It's crazy the way we live here. We have all over the place, spiderweb hanging from the ceiling. I don't know if you all know this, but we have fence inside the building. Spiderwebs is covering the fence, and they won't let us out. They won't give us nothing to clean it with. We have to endure this. And they come in, they look at it, oh, it looks good, and go on about it. And then the thing about it is we no longer up on the ACA standards. And that means being that we're no longer up on that, they don't care anymore because there's nothing that can be done to them. And we don't know who we fall up on anymore. We don't know who the right to get these addressed, get them fixed. We just hear like animals.
And then if you do write letters, you don't know if your mail goes out. They keep your mail up front, so you don't know if your mail's going out or not.
Yeah, it takes months on time to even get your mail. You know, to even get your mail sent out. Okay, we just have to do something about this. With that being said, Queen Dara, say any calls on her? cleaned off.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. No, at the present time, we don't have any callers, but you know, go ahead and continue to, you know, give the people more details of the condition. However, if we've got people that are not in the host queue, could you please mute your phone to kill the background noise so that we can give the ladies the opportunity to be heard?
I have a question for the sister. This is Queen Tahira.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted
Hello?
To know, you know, what does this do to you on a physical, spiritual, and mental level to be suffering these conditions?
Okay, could you repeat that question?
I said, what does this do to you on a physical, spiritual, and mental level to have to live under these kinds of conditions on a daily basis?
It's very hard, and it drains your spirit mentally, physically, emotionally. It just really breaks you down. You just have to just reach out and just cry out to God on a daily basis, every day, all day. It's a struggle.
I say, and are there any groups that are there currently? You know, what kind of support do you have on as far as administration? Are they not listening to the concerns, or is it, you know, do they consider that a part of you all's punishment?
Hold on.
I want the listeners to understand that these sisters are behind enemy lines, and to even participate on tonight's conference call is very brave of them to extend themselves of, you know, their fellow sisters who are, you know, a part of that unfortunate condition. So, you know, I ask that the listeners to be patient. Please understand that because of the conditions, calls are being made, are going to experience background noise, but please don't let that distract you from the message. These sisters need help, and they need help right away. And I yield to you, Queen Darrell.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Sister LaShonda.
Yeah, I'm back. I had got on okay. For a moment.
Okay, it's no problem.
I missed what the young lady said. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, it's Taylor. We're here.
Sister Taylor, did you want to go ahead and finish what you were stating to the listening audience?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Sister Taylor, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, you were speaking on the conditions and everything and the how it affects you spiritually. You were answering the question of Sister Queen Tahira. Were you finished with answering the question?
Hello?
Please, can you hear us, Sister Taylor?
Okay, now I can, yes.
Okay. I'll tell you what. We've got some callers that are in queue that would like to ask some questions, so I'm going to go ahead and bring these callers in. If you could do me a favor, I want you to mute your phone if you can, if you ladies can mute your phone, just so you can hear the question from the caller.
Okay.
Okay,
sure.
That way you can hear a little bit better. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, caller 0540. Caller 0540, we would like to welcome you to the Sign of the Time.
Peace.
Peace.
peace, Queen. Peace to the gods and earth. Peace to all the family that are earth. You know what I'm saying? Being born to a written sight for myself. You know what I'm saying? Represent the powerful and the spirit of a revolutionary unit. You know, I was listening to, you know what I'm saying, the discussion. And I can speak on that, you know what I'm saying? It's mandatory I speak on that because I was listening to a lot of deprivations of basic human needs, you know what I'm saying? These are deprivation of the Eighth Amendment, cruel and unusual punishment. You know what I'm saying? These are constitutional amendments, you know, a part of federal rules of civil procedure. And, you know, dealing with the mayor situation, you know, I'm going through that current situation myself. And that's a violation of the Sixth Amendment, especially if it's coming from government, between the government officials, your lawyers, anything like that. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to ask, like, what other type of deprivation of basic human needs do y'all go through or whatever? Because I know there's a lot of deprivation of basic human needs, you know, it's in a violation of human rights, such as clothing, sanitation, hygiene, and shelter. So that was my question.
Yeah.
Are you?
This is for LaShonda to answer your question about what other basic needs do we lack in here. I'm saying inadequate medical. You know, we don't get the necessary medical. We have women in here, you know, because our sanitation is so poor. One lady, she have two big old back of her leg, and it took them 3 weeks to even get her. I mean, when it burst open, it was awful. I'm telling you, it looked like bullet hole, like a lady had been shot, and they telling her it's fine. So the medical is poor in here. You have ladies with that has cancer, and the ventilation, you know, when they have to suck in dust, you know, dust is, man, I can't even just explain this because it's so horrific in here, and everyone, it's like, it's okay because they have dehumanized us so bad, you know, we can't even recognize that, hey, this is wrong, you know what I mean? I mean, it's covered in dust, and they don't even come in here and clean it. These women have cancer, and they have to suck in all this dusty dust, Michael, just hurting them even more than what they already are. And then the officials here, the medical people here, they don't even care. Just let them die. There ain't nobody, no way. You know, and tired of this. We go, everything you can name that is against the Constitution, we go through it. I go through it. I've been here 18 years. I want to make it out of here. I want to go home to my family, to my son, and they don't care, but I care, and I stand up against all this. So anything that's against the Constitution, we go through. Anything that deprives us of basic human needs, we go through. It is what it is. It ain't no way around it. It ain't no procrastinating. It ain't no sugarcoating. It ain't nothing. We go through it. We are straight dehumanized in here, and everyone think it's okay, and it's not okay.
Sister LaShonda, we've got a couple of more callers online. If you like, would you like for me to go ahead and bring them in, or did you have something else you wanted to add to that before we bring those callers in?
Oh, no, Queen. You can go ahead and bring them in.
Okay. Next, we have caller 1340. Caller 1340, welcome to the Sign of the Times. You have the floor to speak to the ladies from the MDOC.
Hello. Peace,
caller 1340.
Hello.
Peace. I'm sorry, 1340.
Hello,
welcome to the broadcast.
Comment. Hello.
Did you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Are you guys being, far as like canceling or whatever, are y'all being punished for another person's actions? Where you can have canteen or visits or anything because of somebody else's actions, like a group punishment?
This is LaShonda. I mean, when it comes down to your visitation, you know, the females don't lose that. And, you know, I can care less about commissary. You know, they don't, why make the state richer than what they already are? So, you know, that don't mean nothing to me, that question right there about canteen.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it's ignorant on our part, you know, for them to say, oh, when we give someone some or someone give us some, we extorting, but here it is, they charge us out these ridiculous prices. They don't want extorting, you know. So, I mean, canteen, man, I really don't even care to hear anything about that because that don't mean nothing to me.
And far as I'm speaking in regards to parts of my husband there, and like I said, he's been having issues with his mail as well. He has a lawsuit against him for this right now, and he's not even allowed to go even in the lobby. They're denying him to go in the lobby. So that is a problem. I'm with a guy on that as well. It's happening the same thing. And he's been moved from like 3 or 4 times within 1 month to the same facility. So it's like since he got this lawsuit against him, it's like they're just trying to do in and everything. So.
Yeah, but the guys, you know, I would like to say that the guys, they do get punished a lot. You know, they get group punished a lot in that regard. But the females, we don't go through that, you know, because, yeah, I mean, ain't much that we do over here, so.
Right. So what I think we need to do is something as a whole to help you guys. I mean, if we don't come together, we could talk about it all day, but if nobody's willing to come out and do anything, then it's going to be done.
Right. Well, I have SOP policies. I'm willing to sit out all over the country, you know, that governs this place. You know, they have laws and policies they got to go by. I'm willing to send the statute, the SOP policy, anything I can get my hand on to tear down from the shingles, because that's what I want.
Right.
I want to start at the shingles and tell MDOC that I'm through going through, you know, the officials that work here. You know, they can't do nothing but put a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. So, I mean, I want to start at the shingles and tear it down. So
I'm
anything, any information I can get that you need, SOP pocket, that's what they govern by. That's what's going to hurt them. You know, we can get this out to the news media, put it on, you know, everywhere we can put this, you know, just to shame them, you know, to reverse the game on them, you know, that this is what they supposed to do, but they ain't doing it along with the evidence, the video, the picture, whatever. I'm willing to do all that.
Right.
So,
they
I mean,
don't care.
That's what I'm, Right, that's what I feel like it's going to take. We're going to have to take their policy and put it out there in the world and let, you know, let the world do their decree. We limited in here.
Right.
So that's what I feel like we need to do. We need to take their policy, what governs this place, and reverse the game.
Yes, ma'am.
Queen Dorothy, more callers.
Pieces. Yes, we have caller 4559. Caller 4559. Welcome to the Sign of the Time. Yes,
peace,
we have
Wayne.
Caller 45. Okay. Peace.
Wayne, you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Peace. Peace to the earth. And peace to the guys across the platform for being born into the original cipher. I have a son, myself, an outstanding member of Growth and Development, as well as the vanguard for the liberation of oppressed people. I stand in solidarity with you ladies. I'm down here in Alabama in Holman, and we're going through the same struggle that you all are going through. And my best advice to you all is that your rights will only be heard unless you enforce them and demand for your rights. You know, they're not going to respect it. You know what I'm saying? You all being passive. Sometimes you got to put your foot down and say enough is enough. And matter is only going to get your conditions are only going to get better until you all start taking the initiative and putting forth some effort to come together as a collective and do something about them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't want to got to bring about the changes. You know, y'all labor is very valuable to them. You know, y'all basically run those prisons down there. You know, y'all make the clothes or whatever. It was up to you all to make y'all voices be known, you know what I'm saying? The best way is economical-wise, you know, because we're property to them, you know what I'm saying? We're valuable to them. So, you know, the only way that you all will be heard, like I say, you all will need the outside support. But it first and foremost must come from you ladies. You know, y'all got to come together and put your differences to the side and build toward making y'all conditions better, you know, because they're not going to do it, you know. They're not even going to adhere to their own rules and regulations. You know, sometimes it may have to take you all filing paperwork or whatever. But like I say, the only way your voices will be truly heard, you all must shut down, you know what I'm saying, let them know that, hey, we tired. We're not going to keep being slaves for you all. And with that, I peace.
Yeah, this is Sister LaShonda. I agree with you wholeheartedly, you know, especially on the part where we have to put our distance to the side. I try to encourage these ladies, you know, and tell these ladies, look, it's not about me. It's about us, you know. One person can't do it alone. It takes all of us, you know, because, I mean, if they treat you this way, they're going to treat me this way because they do us as a whole, you know. We most definitely right. got to come together, you know, and stop looking at each other with jealousy and envy, all of those stuff that don't make no sense to me, you know, and look at each other on what's on the inside of each other and look, help one another, you know, instead of trying to bring each other down, you know, encourage each other, lift each other up. You know, I'm all for that. That's what I be about. I represent love. I'm with growth and development. You know what I mean? So I feel you on that, bro. And then when it come down to something else that you stated about, my mind just went blank. But however, bro, I'm with you, and I stand in solidarity with everything you just said because that's real. And I'm going to continue to motivate and educate these women on that peace, bro.
Peace, queen.
Peace. Queen, did I say any more callers on the line? Queen, did I?
Jesus, this is Queen Tahira. Right now, there aren't any more callers to you. I want to remind listeners that if you're listening on your phone and you would like to participate in the conversation, please push 1 so that if not, then we'll go ahead and continue the dialogue with Sister LaShonda and Sister Taylor. So, Sister LaShonda, I want to let you know that we have pledged to be supportive. We have pledged to be supportive to you and the other sisters on the outside. So what is it that you would like to see to, first as a priority? We are starting a media campaign, but what else would you like for us to do? Is there any family members or anything like that that you would like to get in contact with? You know, how supportive has family members been so far?
As far as the support system of the family members, you know, they were educated and many others, you know, up in here. And we're beginning, you know, we're starting, and more family members are beginning to get involved. You know, we're after we do the blog today, we're coming together to try to do a rally in Tupelo, Stop Dehumanizing Us Through Cruel and Unusual Punishment rally to educate the Tupelo community on that. And like I said, more family members are getting involved. They're starting to realize that, hey, my child is incarcerated and this is my child that's going through this. So the support system is beginning to is there anything you want to say with that? Sister Taylor. Queen Sahara.
8657, press 1, but they can't get in. 8657, yeah, her line is open.
Sister Taylor, her reception must be bad. But like I was saying, the family support is beginning to look good. You know, a lot of ladies in here, you know, they come together with their resources, trying to, everyone in here is donating funds to get a charter bus for the women, for the family members that can't drive or don't have license to get into Tupelo. You know, everyone is putting their money together to get this bus to go get these ladies so we can be successful in what we're trying to accomplish, you know, and to get the word out. So that's what we're doing in Mississippi.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and take the next caller, 1354. 1354, you're like, welcome to tonight's conversation. We speak. Last four digits. Last digits 1354. Your mic is open. Peace, Miss LaShonda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Ashe. Okay. 1354. Going once. Going twice. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take the next caller, 2773. Welcome to Sign of the Times. Who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the broadcast. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I don't understand what y'all are going through because we're going through the same thing here. Well, we in Parsh, you know, they doing this group punishment thing. You know, we getting these brothers together. And we doing ARPs because we got a right, and they just constantly taking these rights away from us. And we sending letters out to the meters and everything, putting them up on every incident that take place, just like every incident that they the reason they give us why they are locking us down as a group punching. Like something happened in another building, they want to lock the whole compound down. You know, we trying to fight it in the media here. No, I just recommend y'all, you know, proud of what y'all doing and hope y'all great success.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for your support. And we're here. Go ahead, Sister LaShonda. You open.
Yeah, the service is kind of messed up here. Well, we would like to thank you for being proud of us, and we're proud of you guys over there in Parchment, too, because we stand up with you all. I know I do, you know, and in a way I can help you guys over there. I'm willing. All you all have to do, I mean, it's a lot of brothers over there that know me, and anything the ladies over here can do to help you guys, we willing to do. I know it's this lady in here, you know, the guy that works on Channel 3 News, I can't remember his name, but he's the one that always do the holding who is accountable. And she stated that that is her uncle. And as soon as we get everything situated, she's willing to let him in on what we have going on. If that is possible, if she has this resource that she says she does, we're willing to put that over there for you guys also, over there in Parchment and well in Mississippi.
So we would appreciate that. You know, we find all our resources together because our goal is just one, you know.
So right.
We're trying to strive for the same thing. You know, we gotta use them peas. We got a power. Corporation.
We do.
All right, thank you, brother. Please look out for a call from us as we are, you know, trying to support the sisters as much as possible. We will definitely be following back up with you, okay, so we can help make that connection, if you will. So we appreciate you chiming in, okay?
Okay.
That's peace. 0955-0955, welcome to the broadcast. Did you have a question or a comment?
I'm just, you know, observing a lot of calls and what they're talking about concerning, you know, what you're having to go through now. And it's just pitiful, you know. But I have a son that's been incarcerated on wrongfully doing, you know, they accused him of stuff that shouldn't even have been sent to prison over. But, you know, just the fact of how they're having to heal the man, what they're having to go through, being punished for something he don't have any control over. It's just not right.
Just more important.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Hello?
Sister Lashonda, Sister Taylor, your mics are open. What did you say your first name was? What's your first
name?
Yes.
What is my name?
Yes, ma'am.
Annie Hicks.
What's your first name?
Annie.
Well, Miss Annie, I want to express my, unity in one supporting you as someone who is on the outside and trying to be a support for our brothers and sisters who are in this bad situation. So just please look out for a call from us. Is it okay if we call you back and let you know what our next move is going to be?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, please, Miss Annie, look out for a call from myself or Queen Dara, and we'll be following up with you right after the holiday by Tuesday, okay?
Okay. Okay,
thank you for calling in. We're going to go ahead and take the next caller. 1340, welcome to Sign of the Times. Who are we speaking with?
Miss Kay, how are you doing?
Fine, sis. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm going to have a question. I've been hearing about the rally that y'all have going on. When are y'all trying to do this rally?
Well, this is Sister LaShawn. We haven't decided upon a definite date yet. We was trying to move things slowly. Once we get through with what we're doing tonight, we was going to come together and decide what day. Once we get the necessary funds to get this charter bus to go get people fed that is unfortunate, you know, to have a car or can't drive, you know, we have to get everything in place first. We got to get funds to rent a community center. We in the process of doing this, so I don't know what date because we haven't came up with one yet. We still trying to get the money together.
Okay, and you say this destination is going to be in Tupelo?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm living here in Tupelo, so I will try my best to help out with this, get the word around to try to help out the people to come out as well. So that shouldn't be a problem on my end.
Well, we appreciate that, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you for coming in.
Go ahead, Queen.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. The next call is 1354, caller 1354. Welcome to Sign of Times. Did you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. First and foremost, representing for the Mississippi State prison system on the grid. First and foremost, I want to compliment the sisters that are taking a directive to unify and make the state and the outside world aware of the fact of the inhumane conditions inside of you all's domain of community. The insight that I would like to share unto you, sisters. You all have been a consistent question on the tongue of myself as well as other brothers. Yes. Yes, you all have been a consistent concern, and due to the fact that You know, we didn't have contact with you all. We was in ignorance to, you know, the condition that you all was living in. All right, you have taken it directly first and foremost to notify, make the world aware of you all's conditions. Here it is, my insight would be the fact that you all have years and years of knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and experience that you all disposed primarily from the brothers who have been incarcerated throughout the prison system. Here we are, we now meet you all out of respect, and we want you all to know that whatever knowledge that you all need, whatever insight you all need, we have it, and we are more to compensate. However, our request that directives be taken where we can become more aware and understanding the methods that you all are taking and bringing this endeavor about. This is because, you know, not just out of knowing, but because of true unity. The men to stay free, you know, what you all are doing. We have been doing it, you know, consistently the last several administrations. All right, so the only thing that hasn't been done at this particular point in our lives or our sin is doing is all of us uniting, learning what it means to be one mind, acting in one effort, on one accord. All right, true enough, we know that power ride in numbers, but the numbers combined with the knowledge that we have, combined with all of us unifying, becoming one mind, one spirit, one feeling, we can tackle not only the problem, but we can conquer the enemies who are consistently keeping us inside of these conditions. So that's something that I wanted everybody, you ladies, to take into full consideration of. Many actions have been taken, but until the only thing that we have not done, any of you tackle the inhumane conditions of the prison system with one mind and one spirit united. Disciple Love, ladies, once again, Boss Go speaking under the administration of MSP, represent Boss Reed. Any questions asked, any insights, directives, or even the unseen, we are here. You all, you have valuable tools at your disposal. We need Disciple Love.
P9702, your mic is open.
Yes, this is Queen Shine. I was just calling in to give you my support. I also wanted to let you know I'm up towards the Tupelo area, and when y'all are out here, I definitely want to know. That way I can come out and support.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, sis. We're going to follow up with you soon, okay?
Absolutely. Also, my husband's in Parchman. He's been there for a while now. I know all the living conditions and, you know, even their food. They get like snakeheads up in their food. You feel me? Their food is not nutritious. It's not healthy. He's lost, like, in the past 3 months, I would say he's lost 20, 30 pounds. He looks pitiful. And it's because they've been on lockdown. They can't get their commissary. And if you can't get extra food and they ain't feeding you, what you're going to do, you're going to wither away. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, I want to say something about the food here. We get bugs in our food. Our food comes from Parchment. We get bugs in our food. You know, you might be eating on some greens, and you got a green bug in that thing. We even had a whole frog in there. So I'm in agreement with you about the food. It's awful.
It's just not right. I see the things that happen in that prison, and it's appalling. And if most of the people that you that their children were enduring this, because a lot of people don't tell their folks. They don't tell anybody because they don't want them to worry. So a lot of folks are not educated about what's going on with them.
Yeah, that's why we want to have these rallies. And, I mean, if we can get in all 82 counties in Mississippi, we will, you know, to educate every community on our deplorable living conditions. And if we could do that, we would most definitely do that. And we appreciate your support, ma'am.
Absolutely. I'm definitely, you know, open, willing. If y'all got my number, call me. I'm willing to help. Whatever you need done, I'm there.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Y'all have a great night.
You too.
You too.
All right. We're going to take, I think that's the last caller in queue. Again, if you're listening on your phone, please push 1 if you have a question or comment. If you're listening online, you can call in. The number is 917-889-8059. 917-889-8059. I yield back over to you, Queen Dara.
That's peace. You know, I want to reach out to those who are listening who might not have pressed 1, that have family members that are incarcerated in the Mississippi Department of Corrections, that you all need to find a way to connect with your family members and see how you can, you know, get together in support of your loved ones. It's very imperative that they hear, too, that the loved ones that you know, are out on the outside using their voices for them, because they cannot use their voices. So, you know, we need you all to, you know, come together. You know, it's going to take a collective people to assist them. You know, their voices cannot be heard. Their voices, you know, are being ignored when they try to stand up for their rights. And so, you know, being, you know, on the outside and having the concern for your loved one, get together. It's imperative that you get together and be their voice for them. And, you know, we are standing in solidarity from all, you know, across the nation with other, you know, facilities that are dealing with the same issues, the state of Alabama, the state of Ohio. So we're asking you, too, to help out, you know, to join forces with us, with your other people in the state of Mississippi that have loved ones, and be the voice of your incarcerated loved ones, because incarcerated lives do matter. Sister LaShonda, would you like to add to that? Or Sister Taylor?
Sister Taylor.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sister Taylor, would you like to go ahead and add to that? Would you like to speak to the people?
Yes. Hello?
Can you hear me? Okay, go ahead, Sister Taylor. You have the floor.
Hold on, please.
If we have any callers that are online, we ask that you press 1 if you have a question or a comment. You know, this is basically the women of the MDOC that are speaking on behalf of themselves right now, and have been given the opportunity to state their situation. And we're asking that anybody that has any of concern or questions to please press 1 and, you know, and build with these sisters on how you can help or aid and assist in their struggles with what they're dealing with. Sister Taylor, have you made it back on? Sister LaShonda, are you still online?
Yes, I'm online.
Okay, would you like to go ahead and add anything to that and speak to the people again?
Yes, I just want to say that our superintendent here, his name is Ronald King, and he was demoted in one of the other facilities before he made it out here for sexual harassment, and now he's our superintendent. And it's just something I want to put out there about our superintendent at the ward. Her name is Tina Lander.
Yeah.
And she is very, very, very racist. And I am an African-American woman, and I can't go to her and get anything done. When I want to talk to her, she pushed me to the wayside and go talk to a Caucasian female. Now, I am not biased, you know, and I respect what I have to respect, but when it comes down to discriminatory actions, I have a problem with that. That is something you all will be hearing about real soon when we stand up against the dehumanization through discriminatory action. So that you all will be most definitely hearing about that real soon.
Okay, that's peace. That's peace. And what we all need the listeners to understand is that, you know, the majority of those that are incarcerated in the state of Mississippi are black, you know, but it does not dismiss that there are other races that are incarcerated along with them. So their voices can always be heard when necessary. But right now, race is not an issue when it comes to being dehumanized and treated under cruel and an unusual punishment. So, you know, once again, we are asking those who are listening to reach out to your incarcerated loved ones if you're calling from and listening in from the outside. Those that are on the inside that are listening, reach out to your loved ones that are on the outside and listen, you know, find a, you know, a way to collaborate and get this awareness out that's going on in the state of Mississippi. Did Sister Taylor ever come back online? Is she still there?
Yes, this is Sister Taylor.
Okay, Sister Taylor, would you like to go ahead and take the opportunity to build on what I just said or add on to that in any form or fashion? Peace. Peace, Sister Taylor. Sister LaShonda, are you still there?
Sister LaShonda's call has dropped.
She's dropped, and it sounds like Sister Taylor still on, because I'm not hearing anything now.
No, I don't see her in queue either.
Okay.
Yes, she's still here.
Oh.
Can you hear us? Hello?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah, this is Sister LaShonda. I got offline. I just got back on. I missed everything you all were speaking on.
Basically, I was just, you know, reiterating that, you know, reaching out to the public, you know, on your behalf and, you know, reaching out to the inside on your behalf to reach out to their loved ones. And, you know, if there was anything that you wanted to add to that, you know, or build on so that we could try to get the awareness out there and get the, you know, the assistance that you all need in effort to, you know, have a bigger voice about your conditions. Is there anything else that you would like to add to that, Sister LaShonda?
I would just like to ask, is there any address that I could send the SOP policy to? That states, you know, protection from harm and facility sanitation and, you know, everything that's supposed to protect us against these inhumane conditions. If there's an address that I can send this information to, I think that will help build on what we're trying to do.
Okay, peace, Sister LaShonda. You can reach out to myself and or Queen Tahira, and we will try to aid and assist you on that. And we will provide you the information at the end of the show on how you can get that information out to us.
All right.
Okay.
If we have time, Queen Dar, it's just a youth in here who has been trying to get online to speak. She's right here with me. Is it possible? Do we have enough time that she may speak?
By all means, please bring her on, because we definitely need to hear from the youth, especially a female youth. You know, we're building with the youth, so we definitely would like to hear from her. Go ahead and put her on.
Okay, well, if we have time, it's probably two or three of them that want to speak, but I'll put her online.
Okay, we'll run it as long as we can. Go ahead and put her online.
Hello?
Peace. Welcome to the Sign of the Times.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Trying to make it daily.
We do understand. So we are very interested as a listening audience and as a host, you know, your take on your conditions as a youth coming into the system in the state of Mississippi. Can you go ahead and give us some insight on those conditions as far as your concern and your take on what's going on?
Yes. My name is Dee, and I just wanted to read a little something that I wrote. And
okay.
Here it goes. The act of cruel and unusual punishment is an epidemic that is nationally widespread through prison system today. It is an issue that has been hidden from the public and practiced daily inside of prisons. As a U.S. citizen and current prisoner, I refuse to continue to be unheard and ignored. We are not treated fairly and are deprived of our constitutional rights. The living conditions we endure daily that are unsafe and unsanitary is illegal, even for an animal to live under such conditions. One problem is the buildings we are housed in that are filled with poisonous pests and a very poor ventilation system. In the summertime, the temperatures in these buildings are very high, which can lead to heat stroke and asthma attacks by the heat and humidity. And the high temperatures can increase the growth of mold and mildew, which can cause serious health problems or worsen them for people that already have them. Also, the spread of germs are making people sick, especially those who are diabetic or elderly. When those things happen, we are not able to get seen in a timely manner on the proper medical treatment. If we are to stand up for our rights and tell them that these are wrong, the way we are treated, we are threatened with pepper spray and sometimes put into solitary confinement for months at a time without any documentation of an incident. While being in prison, the facility is required to provide daily needs, provide proper medical treatment. It is very inhumane and traumatizing for prisoners to experience these things in a place that was designed to rehabilitate us, but is only bringing us down. All of these things are cruel and unusual punishments being inflicted upon prisoners, which is in violation of the Constitution. The type of treatment and punishment must stop in prison systems throughout the country. Policy changes in prisons are necessary to stop the violation of human rights. As a country, the cruel punishments by dehumanizing and enslaving prisoners can be stopped. This matter is very important to improve prison systems and stop dictatorship by prison officials. Hello?
That's Peace. And, you know, yeah. We appreciate you for coming online, you know, as a youth. You know, to express your concerns, you know. It's a shame that, you know, as a youth you even had to enter the system, you know, to actually be and live in these type of conditions, because this is no way for anyone to live, let alone someone of a young age. I understand that we have some, you know, other youth that would like to speak, and we want to try to give them the opportunity to get on before the
we have another youth right here.
Okay, could you go ahead and put her on, please?
Yes.
And just stand by with us, okay?
Hello?
Peace. Welcome
Hi,
to the Sonic
name. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. You know, if you would go ahead and give our listening audience, you know, your take on the conditions that you're living in and that you're dealing with there with the NDOC as a youth, give the listening audience some insight from a youth perspective, please.
Okay. Hi, my name is Ashley, and I'm 19 years old, and we have mold. I sleep on the top rack, and it's so bad that they don't even want to bring dust in to clean spider webs. And we have all type of cracks that have ants and all type of things. We have mold. This morning they found magnets in our first toilet. I think we took a picture and posted it on the internet. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right. I'm sorry. I'm real nervous. It's hard for us to go to school because I guess they feeling that they can talk to us any type of way or say whatever they need to say, that it's okay to kick us out of school and not give us our rights.
Keith, are you still there? We must have lost our caller. Okay, currently we have a caller in queue, caller 8803. Caller 8803, we would like to welcome you to the Sign of the Times with the ladies from the MDOC. Caller 8803. Caller 8803. Okay, going once, caller 8803. Are you still in queue with us, please? All right. Sister Taylor, are you still online with us?
Sister Taylor's call has dropped, so we can, and they can't call back in because it's past the stream time. So
okay.
You can go ahead and give out our contact information and everything, and then go ahead and close the broadcast.
Okay. We'd like to thank everyone for calling in tonight and listening to the conditions of the ladies of the MDOC. This is an ongoing problem, and we need those who have any concern about their conditions to please, you know, reach out to Queen Tahira and myself, Sister Queen Dara, you know, and find out what you can do or how you can aid and assist in this matter. These women are suffering dearly. You know, the pictures and the videos that both Queen Tahira and I have seen are horrific. These ladies are not just talking. They're not on here for show. This is real life, everyday living for them, which is, not, as you know, it's not fit for a human in any form or fashion. And we would like to, you know, basically those who are listening to please reach out to us. And, you know, allow us, you know, to talk to you a little bit more about these conditions, because these ladies are not going to be online all the time giving their situation. But we would like to get together with those who want to work with us in aiding and assisting these ladies in their, you know, in their freedom struggle and their right to be treated humanely. Like they said, the current superintendent of the MDOC is Ron King. You know, send letters, calls, you know, flood the phone lines for them, you know, speak out on their behalf. Those who are in the state of Mississippi, you need to get together. You need to ante up together and protest and, you know, and bring these ladies' conditions to the forefront. This stuff is not going to go away, but they need your help. And, you know, we are from, you know, different entities, but we can all work collectively to work against this and fight the system with them. Queen Tahira, did you want to add anything with that before we close out the show?
No, I just want to make sure the callers have our contact information that we set up through Gmail today. And also, there is one caller, 1734, last four digits, 1734. Did you have an opportunity to speak this evening? Last four digits, 1734. Your mic is open.
Oh, hey, how y'all doing? How y'all ladies doing? Oh, I was just listening to y'all speak tonight, and I heard quite a little bit. I'm calling out of MSP, and I must say, you are all correct. We have the same living conditions here. I myself personally work in the kitchen, and I see all type of things. I don't know who to speak to, or like who to talk to, or you know, I'm down with the supporting whatever you all need me to do, or whoever y'all need me to call, or I got people on the outside who's ready to aid and assist also. So give me any type of information on what I need to do, and so, you know, we can come together as a whole to fix both, you know, all these problems in this city, because I'm pretty sure it's the same everywhere. And we just got to get somebody who's righteous. Who gonna really stand up for us? Who gonna really speak out for us? Cause they have like inspectors come around. They look at the stuff and they turn their head and write it down like we passed inspection. And all the time, you know, we supposed to fail. Like right now, they have floods coming up in the kitchen where they serve our food, and they got all type of feces. They got floods coming from the sewer in the kitchen right now. And it won't stop flooding. The drains flooded up. So, you know, it's a whole lot of stuff that's going on. We just are going through it, and, you know, we just trying our best for the maintain. And, you know, take the good with the bad. But now we trying to fix this problem. The maintenance, they can't do nothing about it also. Just like the female said about Ron King, I know him. I've been around him, and he have been written up for the sexual case. And he is kind of low down. I see him do a lot of low down things, like him being a superintendent. He'll participate in a shakedown, and then if you do an ARP, the ARP got to come straight to him. So that right there is like a conflict of interest. And, you know, it's just a whole lot of things going on inside the prison system. You know, and MSP and Rankin County, there's no cameras. So, you know, it's basically your word against the officer's word. So 9 times out of 10, you're going to lose because you're in the strikes. So I just want to let y'all sister know that I'm supporting whatever I need to do, just tell what I need to do. I'm down for
it. Thank you for calling in. And we would like to offer, you know, some contact information for those who are interested in helping with this freedom struggle and this fight for humane treatment in the state of Mississippi. If you could please contact myself or Queen Tahira at area code 330-366-6838.
Okay.
And I'm going to repeat that again. And that's 330-366-6838. We would greatly appreciate it. We're more than welcome. We're more than willing to, take information and find out how you can aid and assist at any given time. So we do ask that you all reach out. There is also a Gmail that we can offer, which is free, FREEMS,
okay,
Mississippi, Movement.
Capital letters?
I'm sorry?
Is it capital letters or lowercase letters?
Lowercase letters will be fine.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I'm going to give that email address again so that our listening audience can get that, which was free, FREEMS, Movement United, and that's all together, at gmail.com. Once again, that's free, FREEMS, Movement United, all together, at gmail.com. The contact number is 330-366-6838. And I would like to thank everyone for calling in tonight and supporting these ladies from the MDOC and the men also, because they are suffering just as well. And, you know, just please keep in mind, you know, these are not conditions that anyone should have to live in despite being incarcerated. You know, they're sentenced to time and not torture. So we want, you know, those listening audience to take heed to what you have heard this evening and let that sink in. And, you know, please offer a voice, you know, any type of way that you can aid and assist those who are incarcerated. We ask that you do that. And we thank everybody for calling tonight. I'd like to thank my host, Queen Tahira, and allow me to help host this show, and I appreciate it. And everybody have a good evening. Bless. Peace.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
To say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac can, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gash up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be unhappy. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I hopped up off about my curfew and broke the roof. Went with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream. And how about the light and make it to the right screen. I'm trying to make a dollar out of this thing. It's hard to be legit and still pay your rent. And in the end it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this fantasy.
No, no, no.
It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains it pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. And even though you're better,
you gotta be on the head.
You're feeling all alone. Dad's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else want them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall to come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, it's daddy hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving big, but still trying to hold on to survive and friends. And it's crazy, things will never let up. But, please, you got it.